This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I have a simple question for you today, actually a couple of them. Is the world more secure or less secure, in your opinion? Now, next question. Is the U.S. safer or less safe, in your opinion? Simple questions, right? We know the answers. The world is less secure. The United States is less safe. Were we safer under Bush or safer under Obama? This is a trick question, folks, because the answer is neither. But the perception of safety was better under Bush. Am I right? Of course I'm right. What about under Reagan? You beginning to get the picture? See, here's how it works. Strong president of the United States, strong world. Strong president of the United States, strong America. You have a strong president of the United States, you don't have these black thugs running around menacing people, talking about my color is my privilege and all this other nonsense. You don't have university professors teaching nonsense to young black kids that they are downtrodden because of their skin and therefore they get some sort of special privilege. You get an America that says, we can be great in spite of our problems. The America we had pre-Obama. You get a weak president. You get a liberal president. You get a world run by liberals, and you get exactly what we're getting. You have the least amount of clout that America has ever seen in the world. You are less safe traveling through the world. I know. I traveled through the world. When my blue passport was held up, people went, whoa, American. You could feel it. People talked to you. They were engaging. They wanted to get to know you. They wanted to understand you. Not today. They look at you as a mark. I tell this story quite often, but one of my buddies who works with me from time to time, he's a professional athlete. He's over in Poland. He's not there right now. He's over in the Middle East now, but he was in Poland at the time, and he went to give a talk to talk about, you know, bettering yourself and things like this, typical stuff that athletes do. And he says, I'm from the greatest country in the world. Young black guy, big dude, right? And the Polish kid said, he doesn't look Russian to me. That should tell you all you need to know. America has lost its standing. It's lost it under Barack Obama. It's lost it under liberalism. And these brain dead zombies that we've allowed to be in power are the ones who did it. Do you blame them or do you blame us? I blame us. And here's what's interesting about what's been going on in the world, and you guys are aware of this. They're still looking for the Muslims in Brussels who did these attacks. Now, you can see from all of this that they're all on top of this Muslim situation all over the world, aren't they? They're really dealing with, how do you deal with this radical terrorism, this radical Islam? And it's manifesting itself because guess what? None of this is happening, right? We don't have terror attacks. We don't have these daily. I'll repeat it. We have daily Muslim attacks. The majority of them you don't even hear about. I hate to say it, folks, but I'm glad Muslims are showcasing their true nature so the world will wake up to what people like you and I have been saying, mostly what people like you and I have been thinking, because they're too afraid to say it. How many people have tiptoed, pussyfoot over the idea that radical Islam is Islam, that Islam is not a religion, it is an ideology of hate? And nobody wants to tell you the truth about it. I wrote about it in my second book called Sexy Brilliance and Other Political Lies. I said the confluence of race and religion is going to be the worst thing to happen to America, because not only will they tell you, oh, they want to discriminate against these brown people, they're going to tell you it's a religious thing that's that we're trying to go after. It's not a religious thing. We're going after, it would be the same as telling me, oh, don't go after these young black teen thugs because they practice some freaky form of religion. They practice gangsterism. Let's call that a religion, right? We have gotten to the point of ridiculousness in this country where we let the left define everything that's right, which, by the way, is all wrong, and the things that we know, that we hold near and dear, that we understand as core principles of how you have a civilized society, we let these fools tell us a different way. Shame on us. You fight these battles every second of every day. Somewhere in America, battles are being won and lost. Verbal battles, ideological battles. We are losing these battles because we're afraid to speak up. I ask you, are you going to die a coward? If it's just you, fine, die a coward. If you have kids, if you have grandkids, if you hold these truths to be self-evident, and you believe in this document called the Constitution and this great nation that has been built by you and me and our ancestors and forefathers who went before us to overcome everything that could happen bad in the world we address, then you better start fighting. Let me tell you something. It's time to stop the PCBS and any other acronym you want to use and get with the program. Sanity may finally rule again, folks, if enough of us start standing up for ourselves. I'm waiting on it. Right now, they're saying ISIS has deployed, I love the way they put this, deployed 400 more ground troops in Europe. 400 troops. While Obama says no troops on the ground to fight them, ISIS is sending more people to Europe in order to become bombers. Now, you do the math. Supposedly, a couple of guys died. I don't think they really know who's dead yet in these Brussels attacks, but let's say there are two that died. Two people killed 31 people, had 230 other casualties. Not bad odds when you're picking a fight. And here's the bigger thing. What's it going to cost? What's the level of terror? What all is being done now to go after the terrorist? Unbelievable. This is the world we face. This is the world we've allowed to happen. And you know what? I'm not tolerating it. I will speak out. I don't care what people think about me. I don't care what they say about me. Screw them. Because I'm going to fight for this country. Folks, I got to take a short break. We'll be back. The Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to.
Radio show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I want to go back to this article I was reading from a minute ago, written by Karen Caitlin, and she wrote it in Town Hall, and she's talking about the resistors and what is it you're resisting with President Trump that you should have been resisting with Obama, because Obama showed open disdain for America. Apology tours, giving money to radicals, allowing for rampant cyber theft, trade deals that essentially put America at risk, a budget that has, I mean, come on, our debt, doubling our debt, increasing our budget to untenable levels, and on, weakening the military, weakening the infrastructure of America. I mean, going at the core of who we are, telling us, you know, that's not who we are, and accusing a country of being racist when we're the most accepting country in the world. I could go on. But I want to talk about Guy Benson for a second. Up in, you know, rising young, I'm going to use my finger quotes, conservative. And I've met Guy. He's a nice guy. I mean, I hate to, I don't know, why would you name your kid Guy? But anyway, he's a nice guy. And but he hates Donald Trump. And you can tell the person who is just, Trump is a burr in his saddle. And it's because Guy has been raised a particular way. Let me just put it this way. He's an aloof guy. You know, if you see him, you'd understand that he sort of has this personality of I'm better than you. And I'm not saying that's necessarily a bad thing, but he has an air about him that can rub people the wrong way. I personally will give you the benefit of the doubt. I've hung around people from every segment of society, from, you know, people that can barely, you know, can't pay their bills, quite honestly, poor homeless types, to the super freaking rich, okay? And I can make assumptions on across the entire line because I mean, when you've seen as many as I have and you're a people person, you get what I'm saying. So I know what guy's about. So I told you guys a story where I was in Steamboat, Colorado with him, and he just hated Trump. And I go, dude, it's one thing to dislike the guy. You're on a level that I don't understand. And I just can't stand him. And I mean, he went completely out of himself, you know, lost his cool. And I just said, okay, well, whatever. I walked away. So, but I've watched his articles and things like this, and even when Trump does something good, he still finds a way to jab him. So I was looking at an article about Trump saying, I'll shut down the government. And I told you guys, I want him to shut down the government. I bet there are millions and millions of Americans that say, I don't give a crap. You know, oh, the military won't get paid, and this, that, and the other. That will be on the Congress. And so here's what happens. The guy says, well, Trump's was going to shut down the government. Now he isn't. And the article's written like, yeah, he had to backtrack. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Almost like Nanny Nanny Boo Boo. And I'm going, do you understand what you do to the left when you empower them by saying, yeah, the Republicans even wanted to back down from doing that? That's business as usual. And I'll be blunt. For McConnell and Ryan, and I'm going to play a clip. I just wanted to touch on this because I'm going to talk more about it in a bit. But for McConnell and Ryan to, you know, go, oh, we don't want to do this before the midterms because it could hurt us and all this. I wish Trump would say, I don't even care what y'all think. I don't care. Now, I know Trump's got a sophisticated negotiation going on here, and I don't know what it is. So I trust him with it. And that's what gets me back to this article. But I'm going to touch more on this Guy Benson and the rhino Republicans, the people that say they're conservatives but want business as usual and want somebody to use the same tactics that never work. So anyway, this lady, Caitlin, she goes on to write this. She says, part of these are the deranged anti-Trumpers. Part of their irrational hostility to Trump is precisely because he is pro-American and unapologetic capitalist. That stance demands secure borders, requires peace through strength, and must nurture capitalism and industry. The supposedly non-ideological Trump has furthered that agenda with clear conviction. When we have returned to our ideological roots of less government and more freedom, prosperity has been the predictable result. Our side has been asleep at the wheel for decades in educating the next generation about the horrific history of socialism. In fact, we know that in many classrooms, socialism has been openly promoted. Such ignorance and indoctrination has never been more on display than it is right now. Do you agree? Because I do. She goes on to say, the division of Germany after WW2 is one of the best practical comparisons between those disparate ideologies. The almost 30-year contest between socialism and capitalism brought results that were dramatic and indisputable. The communist-controlled socialism of East Germany brought poverty, despair, and a wall to keep people in against their will. Capitalism brought exactly the opposite. Today, I love this part. Trump has handed us another opportunity to compare these ideologies in modern day and practical terms. Once again, the results are incontrovertible. You know what? Such a great point that effectively Donald Trump is saying to the left, tear down this wall, being the Obama wall, as he builds a wall not to keep Americans into our country, but to keep other people out. He's saying, look, if you want to come in, come through the legal way. If you want to just run across our borders, those days are over. That doesn't promote what we want to do here. And the left will demonize it. I'm just telling you, you don't want me to be president because I just wouldn't give a crap. I'd be like, I don't care what you people think. Anyway, she goes on to say this. Our growing prosperity is putting our stable of never-Trumpers in a tough spot. Even the most disengaged and uninformed citizens would laugh at the notion that the last administration deserves the credit for this. Openly hoping for war and poverty rather than peace and prosperity under Trump isn't a particularly winning message, especially in an election year. Though some have actually done so, like Bill Maher, about the only strategy left to ignore, downplay, or simply refuse to report all the good news and hope America will hardly notice. Color me skeptical, but I don't think that's going to work either. Donald Trump, and this is the part that I love the most, is dragging us, kicking and screaming into peace and prosperity. Not you and me, not us, the left. Never has such success been so unwelcome by so many. For the sake of generations to come, as he continues to succeed, it will be just as important for roughly half of us to educate the other half about how it worked. And that's what I keep coming back to. The left...
look at Helsinki.
What? Right now, there's a group of people that are going, yeah, what's going on with North Korea? Uh-huh. Yeah, look at what's going on in North Korea. Looks like they're still building nuclear weapons. See, what did they expect? Did they expect everything was going to stop on a dime? Look... I'll put it to you this way. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with, anybody? Anybody? Yeah, the first step. Did Obama take it? The answer is no. So what do you want to complain about Trump taking the first step to meet with Kim Jong-un? And, oh, by the way, get our prisoners of war remains starting to come back, opening dialogue with them, and so on and so forth. What's so wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with it. If Obama had done it, they would be singing his praises to the highest mountains they could find. But because it's Trump, you get dragged, keep kicking and screaming into peace and prosperity. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is giving Christine Blasey Ford's attorneys until the end of the day on Friday to work out terms of next week's proposed hearings on Ford's allegations that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her. The Senate GOP is offering to hold the hearings on Wednesday after Ford asked that the hearings be held on Thursday. The president is in Las Vegas at a VA hospital. He delivered remarks a short time ago.
To every veteran here today, we are eternally grateful for your noble service to our nation. I would like to ask,
all of the veterans with us now to please proudly stand.
That's great. That's great.
You're fantastic people. You're really fantastic people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Suspected shoplifters attacked a Fresno JCPenney employee who was trying to stop them, and it was all caught on camera.
The thieves got away, and police need your help to find them. Action News reporter Joey Barra joins us live in the studio with a look at the surveillance video. Joe?
Well, Liz, police say the kind of violence we see in this video is happening more and more, hurting businesses and putting employees at risk. In this case, it was over makeup, and officers say Prop 47 is making it tough to take a small-time thief off the street.
Oh, look at the lady hitting. Is that loss prevention trying to stop them?
Fists were flying, clothes were falling off the racks, and the cameras were rolling inside the Fashion Fair Mall. This is the end of the struggle, and what turned a petty theft into a robbery.
At that point, they used force or fear to commit a robbery to try to get away from the loss prevention agents with the items that they've stolen.
Here's where it started. The Sephora section of the JCPenney store. Two women appear to be looking at makeup. One of them starts testing the products, then walks away and slips them into her purse one by one. This happened several times for several minutes. Finally, she casually leaves with a little boy by her side and a baby in a stroller.
It's disturbing. I mean, you know, somebody's out with their family to think that they're using their family as a, I guess you'd say, kind of a tool or a key to, you know, be a little bit more discreet about shoplifting.
Employees caught up with them near the exit. One was punched from behind and bit, according to Fresno police. All for just a couple hundred dollars worth of product. Sergeant Mark Hudson says it's one of three separate robberies from last week where employees were threatened. Even worse, he says, this type of crime is up 42% from last year, and he blames Prop 47.
Now, with Prop 47 being the law, we're not able to arrest people for burglary. One does it, it gets away. The others do it, it gets away. I mean, you're seeing it on the news more and more.
These two women did get away, but their faces were caught on camera, and investigators are hoping someone will recognize them.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, highlighting the lunacy of the left. And that story has it all. It has people that believe that they should be able to go into a store, take whatever they want, and nobody bother them. The person who ends up getting hurt is an employee who's trying to protect her, you know, the business that she where she works. Because two black women decide they're going to shoplift. And the sad part about this story, forget the fact that these women believe they should be able to go in and steal. And it's a culture that says that's okay, a la Michael Brown. And Al Sharpton saying he wasn't stealing. But what was he doing? He was taking something that he didn't pay for from somebody who had paid for it. And Al Sharpton said he didn't steal it. That's the nature of the beast. That is the nature of what we're dealing with in this country. And they believe that's sane. They get mad when you and I point out that, yes, indeed, that is theft. No, it isn't. Why? Because of reparations, because of slavery, because of civil rights, or whatever, right? That's what we hear. No matter what we say, what we do, it doesn't make sense. Not to them. So you have two women stealing, and you don't see the video, but they're with their children. The guy talks about it. It's a family affair. Now, this is a baby. He's seeing his mom go into a store, get attacked. I mean, the little kid was a toddler. He's in a push thing, a buggy, whatever. I forget what they're called, but you know what I'm talking about. And he's there with mom. He sees mama getting attacked at the store. I don't know what's going through his brain because he's a little kid, but it's probably something he remembers. Now, this isn't the first time. She's going to continue this. We've seen rings of these people. By the way, it's not just black folks. It isn't a color thing, but the unfortunate thing is disproportionately it is black folks. So this woman's got the family. I don't know if this girl's a friend of hers or whatever, but two girls with the kids shoplifting. I saw one where a woman put a ham between her thighs? I mean, that takes some talent. Yeah, so these women are going out there shoplifting, and they get stopped, and they start fighting. And here's the thing. You notice that they mentioned something called Prop 47. You got to know where this originates, right, folks? The land of fruits and nuts. Prop 47. In the liberal cesspool of California, Prop 47 became law recently. And what it does is it reduces drug possession felonies to misdemeanors. I have no problem with that. Drug possession felonies to misdemeanors. It also requires misdemeanor sentencing for petty theft. Now, let's look at what petty theft is. So, look, if you want to use drugs and your crime for drugs has nothing related to, costing somebody or, messing with somebody else's person, as they call it, then I don't really care. I couldn't bit more stop you from drinking Clorox than I could from taking a drug. The only difference is I don't want you beating up grandma in order to get it. You do that, you go to prison. But other than that, I don't care. I'm just telling you. Maybe that's libertarian. I bet Kevin, that's not Republican. I don't care. I don't care what you think. I think if a person stumbles upon a mushroom in the forest and decides to eat it, I don't know why they would. But some hippie did it one day and tripped out and said, whoa, man, and told all his other hippie friends, as far as I'm concerned, the government has no business involved in that. They couldn't stop it anyway. You can't grow those kind of mushrooms, man. Really? Well, then why does nature do it? You're going to tax nature? You're going to penalize nature? What are you going to do? There's all kinds of chemicals out there that the government thinks they can control. When did the government decide it can control the chemicals? Just keep my water fresh and clear and untainted, and we're all good. Don't worry about the rest. Anyway, so you've got these, this shoplifting ring, and because of Prop 47, get this, it requires misdemeanor sentencing for petty theft, which is, quote, you stealing a little bit of stuff or receiving stolen property or forging and writing of bad checks when the amount involved is less than $950. Now, to me, that's a pretty good size number. See, it used to be, I think anything, it varies from place to place, but, let's say it's a, it was $500, I believe, in Texas. If you wrote a check over $500, it was a hot check. And it was a felony. And, of course, three strikes, you're out, blah, blah, blah. Now, you would think that's a good thing. It teaches people, look, don't be getting another felony for this stuff. Don't get enough number of felonies or you can end up in prison. Now, some people say, why is the government arbitrarily put the number 3 on it? Because most people are never going to get one felony. At 2, you're kind of going, geez, I probably ought to look at who I'm hanging out with. But by the time you're considering 3, you should have turned your life around. Now, I get it. Why can't it be 7, Kevin? Why can't it be 10? Why does it have to be a limit at all? We're free because you are doing something to other people. Now, felonies. Is car theft a felony? Yes, because you stole something from somebody else. You've inconvenienced others. Is drug use a felony? Not to me. Not unless it's ill-gotten by you beating up somebody or whatever. I don't really care. But if it doesn't involve that, to me, it's not a felony. Maybe that's the way we need to look at criminal justice. But here's the thing. We do need to look at criminal justice reform. There is no question about that. And we should be looking at it as conservatives, not letting the left do it. Because the left will free people into the streets. They do it all the time by accident. And they'll put heinous criminals back into the streets without a care in the world. The onus is on the cops to go get them again. And then they're going to blame the cops. Or they're going to blame Republicans because a guy got out and got his third strike because the Republicans now own the bad part of criminal justice because we did the three strikes rule. This is ridiculous. So now $950 or less is not even, it's a misdemeanor. It's no longer three strikes. So what could you steal for $950? Just think about it. Another thing you probably aren't even aware of, in many of the cases with these stores, and they don't broadcast this nationally, but if you get to the door and you walk out, security just says, that's it. If they're watching you in the store and you're good to go, and they accost you, then you got to pay the piper. But if, let's say they had stuff by the entrance and you grabbed it and ran out, in many cases, they can't touch you, won't even do it. People don't know this, and they certainly don't want it getting out. They don't want Prop 47 getting out, but I want you to think about what the criminal element is going to do, knowing that Prop 47 is out there, it's been approved, $950 or less, and you are free. It's a misdemeanor. What do you think is going to happen to theft, what they call shrinkage in California? Short break, we'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the...
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Come with me if you want to live.
Kevin Jackson of the BlackSphere.net brings you Emancipation 2. This time, even the white folks get freed.
So, Whiteness History Month is actually, whiteness is a term that's been in academic circles since the mid-90s, and it's really looking at the social construct of whiteness, and that whiteness is really a systemic organizational issue, and it affects everyone, not just people of color, but it affects all people. And so this event is really a grassroots approach with a committee of faculty, staff, and students that really design the events and the activities, and it really gives people an opportunity to assess what whiteness means to them.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com, so you can find out more about me and my blackness. You white folks, ooh, wow, that was one of y'all's. That's what we say around my family. We go, that's your people. That's your people. Me and my friends, my different color friends. That's what I'll say. If something crazy happens in India and I'm around one of my Indian friends, I'll be like, man, your people. That's your people. It's become kind of, well, it isn't becoming the joke. It is a joke. Because the joke is, it's not your people. It's somebody crazy saying something, right? But in this particular case, with white people, you got to admit, liberal white folks are bat crap crazy, guano crazy. You know they are. This guy, we're going to study the social construct of whiteness. The social construct? You mean the fact that people are born white, other people are born brown, other people are born slightly yellow or red, or the fact that we're all born human with this interesting thing called color, that, by the way, differs for every single person on the planet, the almost 7 billion people. It doesn't matter. And then we got to discuss, as he called it, the systematic organizational issue of whiteness. Why? Because it affects everybody. I mean, I don't know about you, when I'm walking down the street and I see whiteness, I'm like, whoa, hold on a minute. I'm going to cross the street from some whiteness. Are you kidding me? The social construct of whiteness. White folks, man, white liberals. Y'all better check your people, white folks. Then he goes on to say, it affects everybody, not just minorities, and it's an opportunity to assess what whiteness means to different people. That's why they're doing this at Portland Community College, because they want people to assess whiteness, whether you're black, brown, whatever, red, yellow. We're going to assess whiteness. And from your perspective, because surely, I mean, come on now, people of other color, surely you've been impacted by whiteness. I mean, take, for example, if you're black and then somebody white were to come impact you, well, there are certainly shades of gray there, are there not? Not to go all color wheel on you, but there are. Surely, Kevin, your interaction with white people has been devastating to you. No, I can't say that it has. Let me tell you what white people have done for me. They paid for my stellar high school education at the Marine Military Academy. Then I was on scholarship because of those white folks and my intellect to go to SMU, Southern Methodist University, during the heyday. That's the impact that whiteness has had on me. And oh, by the way, the very same people who sent me to school treated me like family, and I got to travel the world with them. The very same people treated me like family, and what do you want me to tell you? I have white folks right now that treat me better than my family treats me. And my family treats me pretty well. I got my mom and dad, my adopted parents, they're white. I adopted white parents. I could choose anybody I wanted, and I racially profiled. And I chose Frank and Mary, a couple I met in Colorado. They don't have any kids, so it worked out pretty well. We didn't go through an agency. I saw them. We went to dinner. We chatted, and I said, and Mary says, you're like my son, because she loved my work. And I said, well, then you're like my mom, and bada bing, bada boom, no lawyers. We adopted each other. And they've donated to my charities. In fact, the family, my extended family, they got a place in Colorado, a place in Florida. I've been to our Florida place on the beach. Yeah, yeah. If white people, when I interact with them, man, my life changes dramatically for the better. Frank and Mary flew in one time from Florida to come to my charity event. I know they loved it. It was amazing. I sound like Trump. It was amazing. It was the best event ever. It was the best charity event you could ever go to. I mean, people were fantastic. It was amazing. Did I mention that? But they flew in. They redirected their flight and said, hey, we're going to go to St. Louis and go, you know, do this charity event with our son. When I'm on TV, Mary sends me a note. Hey, son, great job on TV. So, yeah, I've had a few run-ins with white folks. Had a run-in with a white dude one time, and he says, Kevin, I'm going to fly you out first class, come golfing with me in Arizona, and you're going to stay at my place. And his place where I stayed is better than my house. Now, I tell you, I keep having these run-ins with white folks. I got to stop. Somebody don't stop me. But let's segue into black privilege. The term black privilege, I'm reading this from Newsbusters, is profoundly upsetting to liberals at CNN.com. As a reporter, John Blake tried to explain it in an article, it's time to talk about black privilege. In America, you can't even talk about whiteness, said Drew Domalik, who lives in Green Bay, Wisconsin. If you try to embrace being white, you are portrayed by as being a racist. If we had a White History Month, that would be viewed as a racist holiday. He's right. See, here's the thing. There's no reason to celebrate whiteness. Oh, yeah, you heard Kevin Jackson say it. There's no reason to celebrate whiteness. Kevin, what are you talking about, man? You're mixing me up. No, let me tell you, there's no reason to celebrate blackness. There's no reason to celebrate brownness. There should be no National Asian Month. I mean, I'm happy that there's Chinese New Year, but frankly, I don't really care when the Chinese celebrate their New Year. Why do we even... It's the beginning of Chinese New Year. Who cares? China should care. I don't care. I mean, I appreciate the fact that we have Chinese and American culture, but you're American. Other than just anecdotally saying, oh, by the way, Kevin, the Chinese who are Americans of Chinese descent, this is something they may or may not celebrate because it's Chinese New Year. It's a cultural thing for them. But outside of that, I don't care when Chinese New Year begins or ends. I care about spring, winter, summer, and fall, those days. I care about Veterans Day, Memorial Day. I care about Mother's Day and Father's Day. I care about Easter as a Christian. I care about Christmas. And you know what? I will even concede that I care about my Jewish friends' holidays, Rosh Hashanah, and you know all the other things that the Jews celebrate. But other than that, I don't really care about the rest of it. I don't. Kevin, let's celebrate black this black. I don't celebrate black anything, and white people shouldn't be celebrating their stuff. I celebrate American culture and ingenuity and invention. And you know what? Even as much as I'll tell you this, whether it's Germans, I think Tesla was an amazing dude. So I'll celebrate Tesla. I'll celebrate Oktoberfest. But I'll celebrate them under the idea that we have Germans in America that celebrate these things. I'll celebrate St. Patrick's Day for the Irish. You know, it's always a good reason to go out and have a beer with your white friends. Anyway, he goes on. It's part of a larger transformation. White is becoming the new black. If you read my book, Race Pimping, I swear to you, my intro alone speaks to all of this. Black is the new white. White is the new black. That's the way I start the book. Google the phrase black privilege and one steps into a universe where whites struggle daily against the indignities heaped upon them because of their skin color. I'm reading from an article. The most furious lefties are peddlers of white privilege, shaming. Count Peggy McIntosh is one of the angry. She's arguably more responsible for popularizing the concept of white privilege than anyone. An activist, retired Wellesley College professor, her 1989 essay, White Privilege, Unpacking the Invisible Knapsack, has been widely reprinted. It's taught in many colleges. Her essay gives examples of what McIntosh calls white privilege. I can go shopping alone most of the time, pretty well assured that I will not be followed or harassed. If a traffic cop pulls me over, I can be sure I haven't been singled out because of my race. Well, I say to you, McIntosh, Peggy McIntosh, I dare you to do that in Compton. I dare you. I'll show you how much white privilege you have. You are going to get your head bashed in. Somebody's going to take your purse. And you probably, even though you're not that attractive, will be raped. Now, oh, Kevin, you're saying blacks are... No, I'm telling you that there's a criminal element that is waiting to prey upon you under these circumstances. This is crazy that we continue to have these discussions, folks. She said, the black privilege checklist sounds like a prolonged whine from people who resent being challenged about their white privilege. Well, let me tell you something. I got friends who've done nothing to black folks, and they are not concerned at all about white privilege or black privilege. They're concerned about just living the dream in America and pursuing the opportunity. I got to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.